The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simon Beis, Hilchos Netivas Yodayim, the laws of washing the hands in the morning. Before we start the simon, I would like to offer a brief introduction to the concept of washing the hands in the morning. The Talmud teaches us, at the end of Masechta Brachos, at the end of Tractate Brachos, that a person is supposed to wash his hands in the morning and recite the blessing of Al Netilas Yadayim. There is a question in the Mefarshim, and the commentators, why is it that a person is washing his hands in the morning? On the one hand, we find another place in the Talmud. It discusses the concept of a ruach ra, evil spirit, an impure spirit that rests upon the hands and when a person wakes up in the morning. The Talmud teaches us that this impure spirit can only be removed by washing hands three times in succession. That a person, when he wakes up in the morning, has some spirit of impurity on his hands, and he requires washing to remove that spirit of impurity. However, the commentators say that this alone would not be sufficient for the Chachamim, for our rabbis, to obligate one to make a blessing when he washes his hands in the morning. The general principle is that something that a person does to prevent a danger to himself, to remove a sakana, something which is hurtful or dangerous, one does not make a blessing. And therefore, this ruach tumah, this spirit of impurity, which is harmful to a person and items that he comes in contact with, the washing is just to remove the harmful nature of this spiritual impurity, but there would not be an obligation to recite a blessing. Therefore, the commentators give us other reasons. And there is a dispute among the Rishonim, among the earlier commentators, why is it that a person is supposed to wash his hands in the morning with a blessing? One opinion is the opinion of the Rush. He says that a person, as he sleeps overnight, surely touched different parts of the body that are normally covered, that have sweat on them, and his hands are therefore unclean, and he would not be able to pray or to say brachas, to say any blessings, without first cleansing his hands. Therefore, as when a person wakes up in the morning and he's obligated to pray, he has to daven shachris, he has to pray the morning prayer. The Chachamim mandated that he first wash his hands to cleanse them, and only then to go and to daven shachris to pray the morning prayers. And for that washing, which is preparing himself for prayer, they mandated a blessing. There's another reason given, and that is the reason of the Rashba. The Rashba says that when a person wakes up in the morning, he's like a new creation, as we discussed in Siman Aleph. And because we're like a new creation, so we're starting a new service. Every day is a brand new service of Hashem, a brand new opportunity to serve our Creator. And we find in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Holy Temple, before the Kohanim, before the priests would start to perform the service, there was an obligation to wash their hands. There was a special utensil in the Beis HaMikdash called the Kiyar, which was a basin filled with water, from which the Kohanim would wash their hands prior to starting the service in the temple. So too, our rabbis, the Chachamim, mandated that we should wash our hands in the morning before starting our new service of our Creator each and every day. As far as this second washing is concerned, there's really no reason to have to wash 6 times, 3 times on each hand in succession. All one has to do is wash his hands, and that will either cleanse them and prepare them for his prayers for his new service of the day. However, as far as the reason of the Ruach Ra, as far as the spiritual impurity that remains on his hands, he has to wash his hands 6 times, 3 times on each hand in succession, as we will discuss shortly. Since both washings could be accomplished simultaneously, there's no obligation to wash twice. One washes 1 time in the morning, and he covers both of these reasons. So let us begin the words of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph. Lefi Sheha'adam, because when a person, Kasher, Kami Mitasai, when he awakens from his bed, Shachris in the morning, when he wakes up from his sleep, Hu Kimai Ber Yechadasha, he's like a new creation. La'avodes HaBayis Baruch Shemai, in the service of the Creator, blessed is his name. Sarech Leskadesh, a person has to purify himself. V'litol Yadav Minakli, and to wash his hands from a vessel, from a utensil. Kimai, just like Kayin, a priest, a Kayin in the base, Shehoyah Mikkadish Yadav, the Chol Yoyim Minakir, who would wash his hands, he would purify his hands, make them holy for the service in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Holy Temple, every day from the Kiyar, we said from the wash basin that was in the Beis HaMikdash, Kaidim Avidasa, before he would start his personal service in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, our Chazal, our rabbis, mandated that we should wash our hands before we begin the new service of the day, each and every day. And this is the reason of the Rashba that we mentioned earlier. V'smach l'netzil lazu, a hint for this washing, is to be found in a pasuk, in a verse in Tehillim. Min ha-mikra is from the pasuk, from the verse Shnemar, as it says, Erechatz b'ni koyon kaplei, I will wash with cleanliness my palms, my hands, v'asevevas mizbechach HaShem, I will circle your mizbech, your altar, HaShem, l'ashmiya b'kol toida, to make heard a sound of thanksgiving. And this is a reference to when a person wakes up in the morning, he thanks the Creator for returning his soul, as we discussed, and he washes his hands before starting the new service of the day. The Oideish time, there is a second reason, Lunatilazites, for this washing. Lefi, because Shebishas Shina, at the time when a person is asleep, Shnistalka Mimenu Nishmasi Akadosha, that his holy soul has left him, as we discussed in Siman Aleph, that each night a person's soul leaves him and is returned every morning. An impure spirit, a spirit of impurity, comes at night in the absence of his holy soul, and comes to rest upon his entire body. And we know that a mace, a dead body, is one of the greatest sources of tumah. That is because in the absence of life, which is a potential for Kedusha, for holiness, in its place comes a spirit of impurity, in its place comes Tumah. Similarly, when a person is sleeping, it's similar to death. He is not dead, but his soul has departed, which is akin to death. As our rabbis tell us, sleep is 1/60th of death, and therefore an impure spirit comes to rest upon a person while he is asleep. When he awakens from his slumber, now that he is awake and his soul has returned to him, his impure spirit leaves his entire body, except for his fingers, she'enei oivim yanleihem, that this impure spirit does not leave his fingers, ad she'shefech anleihem gilof ha'amin, until he pours upon them 3 times mayim, water, b'sirugim, in succession, first one hand, then the other, as we will discuss. The also in Lein Lechtal on Amos, and is forbidden to walk 4 Amos, 4 cubits, which is approximately 6 to 8 feet, but Lein Etzilas Yadayim, without washing your hands, in Moel Etzarech Kalba Moed, if not for some very great need, one should not walk, and this has to do with the fact that a person still has this impure spirit upon his hands, and the commentators bring down that it's harmful, detrimental to a person to leave this Ruach HaTumah, to leave this impure spirit on his body unnecessarily, and therefore to walk unnecessarily, unnecessary distances is awesome. According to this, a person should make sure that his sink is within 6 to 8 feet of his bed, or that he has a cup and a basin prepared next to his bed with which to wash his hands in the morning. However, many people are not so careful about this. They walk greater distances to the sink to wash their hands, and the commentators explain that there is a concept that we find in the Talmud, that the entire house can be viewed as one unit of Da'at Amos, as one unit of 4 cubits. And therefore, this concept can possibly be applied to our situation also, and we could say, as long as you're still in the house, it's okay to walk more than 4 Amos, more than 6 to 8 feet, because the entire house is considered one unit of Da'at Amos. Therefore, many people are not so particular, not so careful about making sure they don't have to walk too far in the morning because of this idea. But there are those who are extra careful, and they make sure to have water close by their bed in order to fulfill the literal reading of this law that a person should not walk more than 4 Amos, more than 6 to 8 feet, without washing his hands. Siftes. Yilbash Malbash Harishon Esatalas Katan. The first garment that a person puts on should be his talis katan, his garment which has tzitzis on it, what we call tzitzis, the undergarment with 4 corners that a person has tzitzis and he wears all day. A person should put that on right away, even before he leaves his bed. He shouldn't walk 4 amos without tzitzis, because it's a good thing to have this mitzvah of tzitzis upon a person at all times, and therefore you should put it on immediately. And because his hands are not yet clean, clearly we're talking that he put on this garment before he washed his hands, before he washed netilas yadayim. Therefore his hands are as yet unclean. The assumption is that as he was sleeping, he touched unclean parts of his body, and therefore, in Leiv Vayichlov, he may not make a blessing, and we will discuss later in the laws of Tzitzis how he should go about making a blessing after, since the garment is already upon him. What should he do insofar as making a blessing on this garment, on his Tzitzis? It's clear from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that he has no problem with you putting on your Tzitzis before you wash your hands. However, the Mishneh Berurah brings an opinion that one should not touch any clothing before washing his hands. And therefore, it would seem from the Mishneh Berurah that one should first wash his hands and only afterwards put on his talis katan, put on his tzitzis. There seems to be a difference of opinion among the Paiskim how one should. What one should do, certainly one should follow whatever his personal custom is, or ask his personal rav. Sif Gimel. Netilas Yadayim Shacharis Hu B'Derech Zeh. Washing the hands in the morning should be performed in the following manner. Netilas HaKli B'Yad Yemina. one takes the vessel, the utensil that has water in it, in his right hand. V'neisner l'smeilo, he transfers the cup to his left hand. V'shefech tchila al yad yamin, and then he pours first on the right hand. The reason one first picks up the cup in his right hand and transfers it to the left hand, it has to do with some esoteric concepts of the Kabbalah. And the basic idea is that the right hand represents the attribute of kindliness, the attribute of chesed, the left hand represents the attribute of gevura, of strictness, of justice, and we would like to symbolize that the attribute of kindness should overpower or be prominent or more dominant than the attribute of strict justice, and therefore we start with the right hand, we pick it up with the right hand, and then transfer it to the left hand. However, we like to wash the right hand first, because, as we'll see later on, the Torah gives precedence to the right in many areas, in many laws that give the right hand, foot, etc., precedence. And therefore, we would like to wash the right hand first, but we like to pick it up first with the right hand. Therefore, we pick it up with the right hand, transfer it to the left hand, and then pour the water on the right hand first. V'achakach, and after that, noitil esakli, take the utensil, the amino, in his right hand. V'shoifich al yad smel, and he pours it on his left hand. V'chein yasigim upam, and so we should do three times. Put it back to his left hand, pour it on his right hand, pour it on his left hand. A total of three times. And Mr. Rur brings the opinion of the Gra of the Vilna Gaon that one should wash four times. The first three times he washes, he removes the Ruach Ra, the spiritual impurity, from his hands. However, the water that is on his hands retains that impurity that has been removed from the hands. And he should wash a fourth time on each hand to remove the impure water. Not everybody has the custom to follow the Gaon of Vilna in this regard. One should follow his particular custom. The Toiv Litla not Perek Hazaraya, preferable, it's a good thing to wash one's hands until the joint of the arm, meaning the wrist. Optimally, one should wash his hands all the way until the wrist. Ach, but v'shas v'chak, if it's a pressing situation, if he doesn't have enough water, for example, dai, it's sufficient that kishri etzba'isav until the knuckles of his fingers, meaning where the fingers meet the palm, the main spiritual impurity is resting on the fingers, and therefore as long as the fingers are washed, that is sufficient if he's stuck. Additionally, v'reichitz panav, a person should wash his face, l'kavod yetzrei, for the honor of his creator, sh'ne'emar, as it says in the pasuk, in the verse in Bereishis, ki b'tzelem Elokim asar sa'adam, in the form of Hashem, he made man. And therefore, as the Talmud tells us, if there is a statue of the king that is placed in the town square to give honor to the king, it's only appropriate that the townspeople should wash it, clean it, make sure that it always looks nice as an honor for their king. So too, a person who is formed in the Tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem, is supposed to keep himself clean and looking presentable for the honor of his creator. And also, Yerchaitz Pivi should wash his mouth, Mipnei Haririn Shebetaychai, because of the saliva that is in his mouth, that overnight saliva gets somewhat stale, and a person should rinse his mouth out, clean his mouth out. Shetzarech lahadzir is Hashem HaGadol, he has to mention the great name of Hashem, Mikdusha, and holiness, Obetayr, and impurity, and therefore it's only appropriate that he should wash his mouth out from the bad taste, the that is in his mouth from having slept overnight, and then his mouth will feel fresh, and it's more of an honor for Hashem and more of a covet for Hashem when he has his mouth washed out and then utters words of prayer utters the name of Hashem during his prayers. Afterwards, one should dry his hands. And he should be careful and not give pun of Yafet to dry his face very well. And the Talmud tells us that one who washes his face and does not dry it well gets some kind of skin disease, possibly a cracking of the skin due to dryness. But Talmud warns us to make sure to dry our face very well after we have washed it. Sift out. A person must wash his hands specifically into a utensil. He should make sure the water goes into a basin or the like. And one may not have pleasure from the water of the washing. Because an evil and impure spirit rests upon them. Meaning, when a person washes his hands in the morning, the impure spirit which had been on his hands gets transferred to the water. And therefore, that water is damaging to items it comes in contact with, to people and items it comes in contact with, so a person should not pour it on the floor or use it for anything, so it should not have a detrimental effect on people or items that it comes in contact with. Nowadays, we have sinks. One may wash his hands in the sink, it will run down the drain, and it will be unusable, unused, and that's certainly acceptable. And if you did wash your hands into some type of basin, one should pour the water in a place that people do not walk. Don't pour it on the floor of your home. In the olden days, there were dirt floors in the home, and it wouldn't have been unusual to have water poured on the floor. In this case, since the water has a spirit of impurity, and one should not do that, rather he should pour it outside where, in a place that people do not walk. Again, now that we have sinks, one could wash in a sink and allow the water to run down the drain. Sifhei. A person should not touch before washing his hands, not his mouth, not his nostrils, not to his eyes. Mr. Brewer adds, preferably even the outside of his eyelids. V'loibah is naim and not his ears. V'loibah piyat habas and not the rectum. V'loibah eichlin and not with food. V'loibah makim ha'kaza and not in a place where he let blood, which means an open wound. V'pnei sheruach ra'a asher al-yadayim, because the evil spirit, the impure spirit that rests upon one's hands, kodim utila, before washing, mazik l'dvarim elu, damages all of these things. The idea being that all the orifices in the body are subject to being damaged. There's a detrimental effect that this impure spirit can have on the body if a person touches one of the orifices of the body before removing this impure spirit, and therefore you should be careful to wash his hands before touching any of these places. Additionally, one who touches food, the ruach ra, this impure spirit, is transferred to the food, and it has a detrimental effect on the person eating the food, and therefore one should be careful not to touch food. In the event that a person did touch food before washing his hands, Mishnah Berurah brings that one can wash Netilas Yadayim over the food. For example, if a person touched an apple before washing his hands in the morning, he may take a cup, pour water over the apple 3 times in succession, one after the other, and that will remove the ruach ra, remove the spirit of impurity from the food, similar to the way it removes the ruach ra from a person's hands.